We're back here on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking with Cheryl Collins, director of the Riley County Historical Museum here today, talking about the history of St. Valentine's Day and looking back on some old articles here from 1994 in the Manhattan Mercury, kind of just displaying what was being sold.
Well, Manhattan Mercury would do a big spread where you could buy a personal ad and send messages to your loved ones. And in 1994, they were doing that. Robin sent a message, Happy Valentine's Day, to Brad. Neva K. Morty got a message from her husband, thanks for 20 years of love, from Bob. Jim got a message, only 4 more days, from Jill. And it makes me wonder if he was deployed or if he was out of town on a business trip or what exactly that was. So you look at those and it's interesting to try to figure out what they really mean. The girls Samantha, Shay, Bridget, and Amber sent to our dad on Valentine's Day, I love you, which was very nice. So those were ways that people commemorated their love for their loved ones on Valentine's Day in 1994.
And going back and looking at some of these things here, do you find that most of these businesses, when they're advertising, they're marketing more towards men than they are women?
I don't know. That's a really interesting question. I did find in an article I wrote about Valentine's that this article asserted that Valentine's were bought by 85% by women, that women buy the most Valentine's.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that's true. I certainly think it probably is diplomatic for men to give Valentine's.
Yeah.
And it may to their wives and others.
It may be that the florists are more interested in the male consumer there because, you know, they buy flowers for their wives. And I'm not saying man can't get flowers, but
think of it more going to women. Although, of course, these days those gender roles have softened a lot. So I suspect a number of men probably do get flowers these days.
Yeah.
And of course, Manhattan's always been a really good Valentine's Day city, I think, because of the age group that we have, you know, with K-State and the military, which tends to be a younger group of people. You have a lot of folks that are dating and interested in making ties with the people of the opposite sex. So I think that makes Manhattan a really good Valentine's Day town through the years for lots of different businesses like florists and jewelry stores and gift shops and candy stores and those sorts of things.
Who doesn't like to get chocolate on Valentine's Day? I mean, come on.
Yeah, who doesn't? I went to 1969, 50 years ago, and looked. And one of the things that struck me is how many Valentine's Day parties there were. Lots of groups, like the Tip Tops, which was a weight loss club, was having a Valentine's Day. The Carrie Hall Club, the Review Club, which is an organization that's still going strong today. The XFW Club, and XFW was an ex-farmer's wives club, so it's kind of a ladies' club. I found that Mr. and Mrs. J. McGeehee had held a Valentine's Day tea for in honor of all the employees of Woodward's department store. So I guess businesses sometimes would have Valentine's Day parties for their employees. AAUW Creative Cookery Group and the AAUW Creative Writing Group both had Valentine's Day parties, and of course AAUW is still going strong here. The Olive Branch Rebecca had a party. The Xi Beta Xi of Beta Sigma Psi. And Beta Sigma Psi has always crowned Valentine's Day queens. So all of the chapters of that organization have kind of a big thing during Valentine's Day. And I think they still do that today, but I'm not totally sure. Epsilon Sigma Alpha and their chapters were having parties. Social U&I Club, which again is one of those women's organizations. J.C. Jane's sacked Valentine's for the rest home people, so I guess they gave Valentine's out all over town. Manhattan Women's Club had a party. The Manhattan Grange had a party. And I was interested in that because I didn't realize the Grange was still operating in 1969, and I'm kind of wondering how much further it went on in time. Grange, of course, is gone today. Mary Matrons, which again was they started out usually as country women's clubs where neighborhoods would get together, but Mary Matrons was a long-time women's club. Business and professional women had a party. Manhattan legal secretaries had a party. The High Wives, which was an organization of teachers' wives, had a party. The Zeta Tau Alpha Alumni Club had a party. And the Manhattan Chapter Number 209, Order of Job's Daughters, had a party. And all of those parties, they gave descriptions of the decorations with the crepe paper hearts and the streamers and what kind of food, with lots of heart-shaped cakes and other sorts of Valentine's Day recognitions.
I don't know if too many businesses that still throw parties for their employees for Valentine's Day, but it's different.
It is different, and it, and especially Valentine's Day teas. I haven't heard too many tea parties lately. Occasionally, maybe a women's organization might do something of that sort as kind of a throwback, but I haven't heard of any other ones. Lots of stores were offering things. Cat's Drug Store, which is at 409 Points Avenue, was offering the heart candy boxes, 1 pound box for $2.35. A quarter pound box was 79 cents. So excellent and quality combined with variety of assortment makes a wonderful Valentine gift, is their advertising on that. Topsies, and I remember Topsies in downtown Manhattan. It was at 411 Points Avenue. Was offering old-fashioned popcorn and ice cream. And they say sweet and tangy cinnamon-flavored decorated lollipop in three heart-shaped sizes was what they were suggesting that you get your Valentine.
I remember Topsies. Topsies is good popcorn.
Yes. They had all kinds of great things to eat at Topsies. Dibbles IGA, or I might be pronouncing that wrong. Do you remember Dibbles?
No, I don't.
You've
been here longer than I have, haven't you?
Well, I came here in 1971.
Yeah, you beat me by. I was here. I had a little, brief, memorable appearance in Manhattan, mostly in Aggieville, in the mid-80s. 83 to 86. Then I came back in 91.
Okay. Well,
but I don't remember Dibbles. I remember hearing the name.
Okay. Well, in 1969, they had a store at 517 North 3rd Street. And they were advertising Valentine cake and also Dillon's. And Dillon's was at West Loop at that time, and they were advertising Valentine's cake, and they were only 98 cents each. So that would be a good bargain for you. The other ad I ran across that I thought was really interesting was the R&G Market and the Blue Hills Supermarket. Were advertising. They had the names of a few of our mature friends and neighbors are listed below. And this was a list of people that have been married 40 years or more. And so there were 80 or 90 names on this list. And it was really interesting to go through and see some of the names that showed up that you recognize. So I thought that was an interesting promotion by R&G Supermarket, which also had the Blue Hills Supermarket, to list all these people that had been married more than 40 years.
Wow. Very cool. Kind of neat to just kind of take a gander back at memory lane here for Valentine's Day. I know we're running a little short on time here, but Cheryl, I wanted to ask you here. I know you have a meeting planned tonight. I want to give you a chance to promote that.
Yes, we do. 7 o'clock tonight, Manhattan Public Library, the Riley County Historical Society. We'll have Catherine Slajek talk, and she will talk about early Kansas art education. And there are a number of Manhattan and Riley County people who were instrumental in that movement to get art in the communities in Kansas, and I think Catherine will be really interesting talking about that. It's free, and we'd love to have everyone come out, And then also be sure and go out onto our website so you can get your Valentines to print out and give to your friends.
All right. Thank you so much, Cheryl. Great perspective here, and we'll talk to you again, I guess, next month.
Sounds great.
All right. You're listening to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build a better community for tomorrow.
Mid-America Piano has that quality, affordable piano you've been looking for. Famous brands like Steinway, Yamaha, Baldwin, and more. Visit us today just a mile south of Manhattan on Highway 177, and you'll see why folks from all across the country get their piano in Manhattan. Piano4U.com.
It's Pfeiffer's P40 P5th anniversary year.
And to celebrate, we're going to offer our P-favorite people, our customers, monthly P-Pfeiffer P-Flash sales.
The P4th and the P5th of each month, we're going to offer